Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. All right, I was trying to play you guys Paris, which is a song I wrote and performed a few years back that is really about the kind of energy and vibe that we're going to be moving into with Venus, the warrior goddess, starting tomorrow, Friday the 2nd. However, I don't know if there was technical difficulties or what. What I'm going to say is that Venus is still in Pisces, so she wasn't ready to give it up yet to the Aries vibe. I guess I should have still played an ancient hold at the beginning. But I do this to illustrate a point that we are moving into a month ahead. Actually, Venus moves into Aries on Friday evening around 9:20-something p.m. on the East Coast, and she's going to stay there until the 28th of May. So, you know, it is most of the month that she's going to be coming out of this dreamy, magical, karmic, you know, imaginative, inspired, boundaryless area of Pisces. And she is amping it up and going into Aries where she's going to have that kind of warrior mode intact. And really, I was just talking to a friend via our text there and telling her that this was going to be this. She's like, I don't want to be an angry Venus. And, you know, you don't have to be an angry Venus, but what Venus is going to do in this part of the chart over the month of May is really get us kind of back in our own fighting spirit when it comes to what we really need out of love. And so if you're in a situation that isn't isn't fulfilling you at the time. You know, while it's in Pisces, it tends to make you really weepy and thinking about, you know, that karmic past life with that soulmate, or, you know, feeling lost and boundless in the sea of Neptune. And it's beautiful, but it's very draining. And while she moves into Aries on Friday evening, all that stuff is going to go away for at least a while. You're going to feel like, you know what, this is what I need, and I'm going to go out and make it happen. And that's the fighting spirit that I'm talking about here. It's really about our projection when it comes to love becoming much more physical. It's much more ego-driven, which may sound like a bad thing, but truly during this 26-day period, it's what you need to get you moving in the right direction and what you need for the other person to get moving in the right direction as well. And so I wanted to focus on this Venus, this new Venus energy tonight. I'm going to talk about a couple other areas. Starting out with Venus, when she is in Aries, it means that throughout this month of May, that we're going to see women way more assertive and going, you know, standing up for what they need and being front and center about going after it. And Venus really rules what they want when it comes to love and what they want or desire when it comes to earnings. And so we're going to see this very much move forward in a way more direct manner. And on the flip side of that, Aries is one of the energy fields that has been part of this Grand Cross. Yes, we hit the peak of the Grand Cross last week, and so everybody should have a very clear idea about what the big major change was about, and it should have crested in some sort of way. But these are such slow-moving planets that they are going to drift apart through May and June, and so there, as these personal planets come along to activate those points of the cross, which is what Venus will be doing in Aries. Aries is one of the corners of the cross. It's going to give us an opportunity to then again, you know, put the cherry on the cake, you know, take the next step in the personal alignment that Venus is making. So you saw the big background shift with these major players. Now Venus is a personal energy. So now how do I work towards the love that I want or the income that I want based on these major changes that happen? So when I'm looking at, you know, Venus is starting this on Friday, the 2nd, am I correct? Yes, the 2nd, sorry, I didn't write down the date. So Venus is starting this tomorrow, if you're listening live, by moving into Aries in the evening. And then she is going to have 5 days between tomorrow and the 28th, where she activates those points, and her last one, her 5th one, will not be with the cross, it'll be with Saturn. So what I wanted to do in today's show is give you those dates. I do advise you write these dates down because they're going to be significant when it comes to a special female that you're dealing with, and special insofar as what she can do for you, because, you know, that's where the energy is at for this month, when it's going to be significant about the love potential in your life or the personal income flow and activating this. And before I go through these dates and what they're going to mean, I definitely want to tell you guys, you know, when we think about the Grand Cross, sometimes it can feel overwhelming, like, oh, no, Zoe's telling me Venus is going to go across the Grand Cross. It's going to be intense. But here's the deal. It actually, you know, Venus has the capacity to smooth things out and to charm and to attract. And not only that, but what she stirs up this month, then as she moves into Taurus on the 28th of May and moves forward in that sign through next month, she will then fall into place with a lot of different energies in a very harmonious or opportunity-laden way. So it really is going to be what you go after this month that lays the groundwork for that next month. You don't want to shy away from these dates. You want to embrace them. You want to step up and see what you can see make happen to meet your needs with the woman or the income or the love. And so when I'm looking at this, we start out, you can start to feel it and move towards it as soon as Friday the 2nd of May. Then on the 11th of May, Venus will sit opposite Mars. This is a balance, you know, between the yin and the yang, between the love and the sex, or or the, you know, motivating forces and the income, the balance between what you need from that other person when it comes to the love, the income, or the, what you're doing with the female in the situation. So the 11th becomes a very important day to connect with another person over what it is that you want to see happen. The 14th, Venus moves on to the next point of the cross, which is Pluto. And the 14th is intense. This, you know, Pluto's in the sign, in the part of the chart which is about our goals. And so this may be Venus coming up against some frictional energy here that's sexual, because Pluto is a very sexual energy. It may be Venus coming up against Pluto as it stands for the divorce situation going on. It may be Pluto about the major finances, not income, but, you know, the taxes, the insurance, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the commissions, the settlement, the investments, the partner's money, child support, alimony. I don't know. I'm probably leaving a few out. But whatever that big financial interest is. Or it could be Venus moving up around the goal and what's going on in third-party situations. Pluto's sitting in that 10th house. There may be an authority figure in the mix that you're dealing with, a judge, a boss, a parent, or it's just about the big goal or even something on the career front there. So that 14th really stands out for what you can launch towards with the woman, towards the income, or towards the love on that day that has a lot of power behind it. Then on the 15th, Venus and Uranus share the same degree. And so this is, you know, this is the excitement, the sudden opportunity or change, the shock, the shakeup, the genius energy rolling through Venus and combining with Venus. So you may see an abrupt turnaround or some new opportunity arriving on the situation. Or you may decide, you know, whatever you need with the love, the income, or the female is changing in the moment as you deal with things. And so, again, this is a point of the cross. Uranus was one of the points of the cross. So be ready to be kind of spur of the moment and try different things and take new approaches because it will be significant in what you move forward in the weeks and months ahead. And then on the 18th, Venus contacts the last corner of the cross, which is Jupiter. And here on the 18th, she is going to be pushing for, you know, something in the home or with family or a parent or a roommate or a move or renovation or real estate deal and any of the legalities going on there or the travel plans or the marketing or the wedding plans or the learning curve and what you're doing with all this. So, you know, again, what can you do to inspire love here? Maybe the 18th is about a big romantic evening in the home or you know, well, I don't want to speculate in how that goes. I'll spend the whole show speculating. But the Venus-Jupiter point of the cross is the last one, and it's on the 18th. And then the final aspect that Venus is going to make as she moves through Aries is on the 19th as she makes an adjustment aspect to Saturn. And so as she comes forward on the 19th, she's saying, okay, I figured this, and this out, and maybe this, because there's four of them through the cross. And now I'm ready and willing to adapt around something here with you in the Saturn field. And that means either around a commitment or an ending or some way of structuring something or cementing something in a way or dealing with limits or ambitions. You know, it's a very kind of black or white energy where we're looking at yes or no or just kind of finite and right now and solid. And so the adjustment, because Saturn is in Scorpio, is really about, again, a lot of those Pluto themes, which means adjusting to the sexual intimacy and bond or the triangle or the divorce or the big financial picture or the third-party situation. So, you know, Venus is incredibly active. Again, remember that as she passes these points, these days that stand out, she is there to help smooth things out. She is there to look at everything that was activated over the build-up to the Grand Cross throughout April. And she's there to say, okay, now how do we make this work? How can I finesse this? In fact, I thought about calling tonight's show Finessing the Cross instead of the, you know, Venus warrior energy. It's kind of the same thing, really. This is how you smooth out the energy of the cross by really scanning off for what you need when it comes to love or money flow or the woman in the situation. So that's our Venus projection, and I'm taking you out through the month because she moves into this territory this week, and I think you're going to start to feel like I'm ready to leave the sadness and the feeling lost and confused, or floating along and never having any resolution, or the karmic, you know, no boundaries situation because I feel the connection with them forever. And now we're really ready to face up to the corners of the cross, figure out what it is, and by the end of it on the 19th, adapt, adjust, and tweak that in some way, finesse that cross so that you are getting on solid ground as Venus then moves into Taurus on the 28th. All right, so the other things that I want to talk about that are coming up are in this week ahead. And first of all, we have some activation on this new moon solar eclipse energy that is still propelling us very strongly in this week ahead, meaning that we are really meant to focus on, you know, are we being valued? How do I get to be valued at a better level? Do I value myself? Do I value them? Value, value, value. Also about moving forward by eclipsing something out from the past to move into a brand new territory or the next level when it comes to earnings, when it comes to something you're doing with your possessions, or when it comes to purchases. So, you know, this is all the Taurian energy here. So what we have happening, we have the sun, the solar energy, showing up in this field 2 days this week ahead. On Saturday the 3rd, the solar energy will show up here, which means you're going to be front and center. You're either going to be physically there to make the money or deal with the possessions or the purchases or work on the value situation, or your name is going to be on a dotted line, or your image is going to be attached, or your brand is wrapped up in it in some way. It's all about you in this scenario. And on Saturday the 3rd, the alignment is incredibly powerful and very positive. So there is potential to make really deep, you know, abiding changes that will help you reach your goal here or help you through some person in a higher position who's really ready to do something for you. It is also about possibly with something on the career front that is manifesting for you in a financial way. So there is definitely some kind of next chapter here on Saturday where things should go well. The second day that the sun shows up in this new moon solar eclipse territory is on Tuesday the 6th. On Tuesday the 6th, this energy aligns with Jupiter. And this, again, is an incredibly favorable aspect. This is an open door. It's saying there's an opportunity here. So, again, you are showing up physically or you have a personal stake in the matter or your name is on the dotted line or your image is attached or your brand is involved and it's about making money or your possessions or your purchase or being valued. And the link to Jupiter means it ties in with a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or something going on in the home or with family or parents or roommates. It's really there at the root of your chart. So you definitely want to show up for what's going on Tuesday, actually Saturday and Tuesday, both incredibly positive and putting you into the mix. Then on Friday, well, I'm backtracking. I guess I probably should have started with this one first. On Friday the 2nd, which is tomorrow, we have Mercury involved in that new moon eclipse energy. And so this is about the talks or the offers or the meetings or the agreements or the sales or the writing or the decisions, the pitches, the interviews, the, you know, Mercury is the communication energy. So there's something that is really seriously being communicated on Friday that leads up to all that solar energy on Saturday and Tuesday. So Friday, it's really important that you, you know, pick up the phone or answer the email or, you know, launch into your idea or make that decision. Again, about where you feel valued or the income or the possessions or the purchases. And what it's doing on Friday the 2nd with all this information is putting you into a situation with another person that is very serious about, okay, something here that you need is in balance with them and the big financial picture, the loan, the inheritance, the alimony, the child support, the bankruptcy, the investment, the settlement, the commissions, the child, I said child support, the taxes, the insurance, the partner's money, any of that outside financial flow, or it's putting you one-on-one with another person involving sex or divorce or reproduction or mortality issues that in some way are, there's a reason to sit down or, you know, you don't have to sit down with them, I guess, to communicate them with them in this day and age, but there is some reason to share information on Friday or to receive information that will be important to make a decision about when it comes to, yes, I'm ready to make some long-term commitment here, or I'm ready to end and terminate this once and for all, or I'm ready to work on structures with this person or limits or ambitions. And so Friday is kind of setting up the solar energy that follows on Saturday and Tuesday. The last thing that is happening in this week ahead, and yes, there's a big general with all of this for everybody, but, you know, there's a lot going on, is that we have Mercury then on Wednesday the 7th moving into Gemini. And so this sets up a whole new Mercury field. So now anything that we needed to discuss, that we needed to sign, seal, pitch, or decide, about the Taurian energy, the income, the possessions, the purchases, the value, that you've kind of reached what you needed to. Therefore, again, it makes Friday the 2nd a very important day as you deliberate this and choose with this other person. By Wednesday the 7th, Mercury moves into Gemini, which kicks off several weeks where Mercury's in its own territory. So all of a sudden it becomes a much flirtier, communicative time, where meetings are lighter and there's a big learning curve and you're excited about life and what your ideas are, and we're sharing ideas and we're writing and we're giving speeches and we're we're in interviews and auditions and we're, you know, making big decisions that are very much about us aligning with higher ideals and learning a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and grabbing hold of everything. So the energy shift is going to be kind of profound from that Earth grounded decision-making that's been going on, moving up into the light and flighty twin energy of Gemini. So we see that shift. You may have something coming about on Wednesday the 7th that will give you an idea what that's going to be about. So that is our overview. Again, I'm sorry about the craziness with the Paris song at the beginning. I was fighting with ancient hold. It sounds really good, but I don't think you guys got to hear it that way. So maybe next week I'll replay it since we'll still have Venus in Aries. All right, so let me take a breath. Yes, that's it. Go ahead and run through the signs for everybody. For Aries, I'm going to definitely start with Aries this week because Venus is moving into your sign. This is a nice thing for the Aries out there. They've been put through a lot in the Grand Cross. They're one of the cardinal signs, so they've been activated directly and with a lot of challenges and a lot of pushes forward, you know. And so with Venus arriving here, it should kind of bring some kind of smoothing out or some kind of beneficiary. Definitely would be a female if there's somebody who's going to arrive on the scene who can help smooth things out or attract things for you. And Venus here for Aries is definitely going to bring more love and more income focus for you on a personal level. And again, on those dates that I looked at for you guys, the 11th, it's really about you and that other person, whether that's a partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, opponent, competitor. You know, whoever this person is, you get a chance to get in there over the love, the money, or your own personal values and attractions, and kind of balance something one way or the other. By the 14th, you know, you're moving towards that big sexual attraction or the big financial picture, the goal that's involved. If there's an authority figure of some sort that you're dealing with, a power person of some sort, may even be some kind of evolutionary thing that Venus is helping you reach when it comes to the career decision as well. So look for the females or the income opportunity there. By the 15th, you need to really jump into something and be willing to fearlessly dive into something new. Venus is with Uranus on that day saying, okay, I can break out of the old rut. I can break out of the old habits. I can break out of the old look or physical need or whatever that is for you on a personal or physical level. And again, put myself out there in some new way when it comes to making money or falling in love or the females that are important to me. By the 18th, there's something opening up in a nice way, very kind of protective, expansive way for you regarding what's going on in your home with real estate moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. So, you know, you may have somebody moving in or out or some kind of open door. Again, Venus is helping smooth over the edges that you went through with the cross, helping you attract the love here in the home or the income potential or the female. By the 19th, she's off the cross and she's adjusting to Saturn. And so on the 19th, you will have that opportunity to get serious or draw some limits or mark an ending through adjustments that you make over sexual attractions, reproductive needs, divorce, third-party situations, or the big financial situation. Again, she's going to try to help you through these adjustments, so show up and do what it is that you can to further that. When we look at, you know, this energy around the new moon solar eclipse that's activated 3 days out of this week ahead, Friday, tomorrow, the 2nd, if you're listening live, is an important day for you one-on-one with another person to get into talks, to hear an offer or an agreement, make an agreement, decision, a sale, something in writing, could be an interview or audition. Again, just something that you can get in there and kind of negotiate the other financial part of it or deal with the other person over serious topics with that Saturn energy again, the sex, the divorce, the third-party situation, with the outside finances. And then on Saturday the 3rd, you're showing up to make the money or deal with the possessions or purchases, and there's something powerful evolving on the career front or with a goal or with a power person, all positive. And by Tuesday the 6th, again, you're showing up when it comes to the making the money, the purchases, the possessions, but there's something really good going on here, growth-oriented in the home or with the family, real estate, move, renovation, parent, roommate. So those are your three important days to keep moving forward, next level stuff. By Wednesday the 7th, Mercury moves into your communication zone, Aries, and this is one of your high points each year. You're going to have the weeks ahead, starting on the 7th, where your ideas really resonate with people at a higher level, when you can get those sales ringing through or the agreements signed or the speaking roles or the writing through or, you know, offers pouring in. It's very, you definitely want to put your ideas out there. You definitely want to be open to what's coming towards you. It's just a very highly communicative period for you guys. And Aries may find that there's more interaction with brothers, sisters, neighbors, or even a focus on transportation or electronics during this period, which, again, good time to make choices focused on those areas. For Taurus, you know, Venus is moving into the behind-the-scenes part of your chart. So she's going to want what she wants, but she's going to be kind of secretive about it, or she's going to want her privacy about it. So this may mean you're entering a period where you have a chance for more romantic getaways and love to develop in private behind the scenes in some kind of little place that you run away to. It may mean that you're moving into a very karmic period with love and that you're about to aggressively move towards what that balance is and what you guys want to create together. It may mean that there's a lot of fantasy and inspiration going on in the love realm. This is also about personal income, obviously, so because Venus rules money too. So it may mean that money, starting on Friday the 2nd through the 28th, is really going to be flowing through your imagination, your artistic talents, your spiritual pursuits, your romantic partner, or even in the healing hospital arenas or through research and development. And women are going to benefit you in all these areas. So your days that are coming up, these 5 days that are really key, the 11th will put you one-on-one with another person over work or health or paperwork or the animals involved. I don't know exactly how that works out for you, but there's something important that you're revving it up with this other person over that, you know, what you need behind the scenes with this love income or female. On the 14th, you're going to see the ability to hit the second point of the cross, which means that you're going to be pushing something through or over the top when it comes to legal agreements, travel plans, media marketing, publishing, wedding plans, or educational pursuits. And so, you know, anything financial there, anything intimate there, divorce-oriented, this is your day to kind of smooth things out and work towards that next level of what you're doing behind the scenes here. On the 15th, Venus and Uranus get together, so there's something that you really want to be spur of the moment, jump into, you know, try differently, shake things up a little bit. It's a little novel moment where you can really see some excitement brewing here again behind closed doors, in development through research, artistically, spiritually, romantically, in healing or hospitals. And then by the 18th, Jupiter stretches out with some kind of agreement or offer or decision that is focused on the home or the family or the real estate or the renovation or the move and all that. So there's something that, again, the fourth corner of the cross that you can try to smooth out here, work on behind the scenes, develop, pull up with somebody over, and definitely looks like another opportunity to see what you can move on that. And then by the 19th, there is that adjustment to Saturn, which for Taurus means an adjustment with your marriage partner, business partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, competitor, whoever that key relationship is. And Venus will help you to find the proper way to charm that or smooth that out and adjust to it. When we look at what's going on in your sign with this new moon solar eclipse energy that's so powerful in this week ahead, you know, the 3 days that stand out will definitely be about you and what you're going for here. It'll affect your identity or your needs or you're physically there or your name's part of it or your brand. So Friday the 2nd brings Mercury on board. So you're in talks or meetings or your decision-making or your ideas. And this, again, puts you one-on-one with this other person, the partner, agent, attorney, specialist, client, opponent, competitor, to cement something. You're either drawing a line in the sand and marking an ending, or you're committing to something long-term, or there's some ambitions or limits that you're dealing with here. So Friday the 2nd is very important for communication that you need to launch yourself continually forward. On Saturday the 3rd, you show up into a beautiful alignment, a very powerful alignment, I should say, to that legal, travel, educational, media, or wedding need that you have in the mix. Big changes, big empowerment for you on Saturday. And then on Tuesday the 6th, there is an opportunity aspect to Jupiter, which again, an offer, an agreement, a sale, something in writing, a meeting, a talk, a decision based around, you know, what's going on in the home, the renovation, the real estate deal, the move, the family, parent, roommate. So these days are really significant days in your launch forward. And then we wrap up with Mercury moving into Gemini on the 7th, which for Taurus is going to put you into several weeks ahead where the communications and decisions are going to be focused on making money or dealing with possessions or purchases. So you're really entering into quite a kind of lucrative time frame where the talks are really going to amp up over these themes. All right, for Gemini. Gemini, Venus is taking that warrior goddess energy and that fearlessness and the ability to smooth over the points of the cross that you've just been through into your social field. And so really this is going to resonate. First of all, it'll resonate with your own aspirations. Venus is going to be there trying to help you reach aspirations with love or with income or with women. But in the social realm, it's going to trigger through friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and parties and events and gatherings and you know, it's anything that's kind of original about you. So the 5 days that stand out will be the 11th when she shows up to be one-on-one with another person over, you know, your love life or the kids or the creative project or some kind of recreational interest. So find out how you can kind of get your needs met in that situation, aspirationally or socially when it comes to love or income or the female involved. On the 14th, she meets up with Pluto, so now there's something very, very intense sexually or on the divorce front or with reproductive needs or a mortality issue or a third party or the big financial picture. I know, Pluto's very intense. And this is in your 8th house, so it's a double whammy here. So this is an important day to either smooth out things, attract things, or work that cross point a little further towards your needs with love or money or women. The 15th throws Uranus into the mix, so now that social energy or that aspirational energy with Venus is really getting the shake-up and the excitement, and there might be something, you know, spur of the moment you can dive into that will end up, you know, being important when it comes to the love or the income for you. So any last-minute parties or friend interests or internet surprises should be really, you know, showing you quite a bit in that area. And then by the 18th, Venus will square Jupiter, which means that now you can focus on the income, possessions, or purchases and what's going on in the home or move or with the family or real estate deal or roommate or whatever. So again, Venus is important, the female friends, the love or money situation here tied to this. By the 19th, she adjusts to Saturn, so now you're involving paperwork, your job, a coworker, someone you hire, or health or animal needs in the mix. So Saturn says, you know, make an adjustment here about commitments, endings, ambitions, structures, and that's all important. All of this is that you move and dive into with Venus in this month ahead will be setting the scene for the easy flow that's going to follow in the next month. When we look at what's going on with this new moon solar eclipse and how it's propelling you in this week ahead, Gemini is supposed to be pulled back, retreating from life a little bit, working behind the scenes or resting, recuperating, and getting ready for the next bout. For Gemini, this may mean that there's a focus here on the spiritual evolution or practices. There may be a focus on time romantically with someone else. There may be a focus on your artistic talents and what you're getting, you know, in development there, or some healing or hospital focus or research. So on Friday, it's all about communication about these things or decisions or offers. And it's going to put you one-on-one with another person seriously over those Saturn themes. Again, same thing, paperwork, work, coworkers, people you hire, the health and interest or the animals. So you want to look at where do I, you know, what can I cement here one way or the other. By Saturday the 3rd, it puts you in that, you know, mystical behind the scenes, artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, developmental, research, energy, and you're showing up. You're what, you know, you're personally there or your name or identity or brand's tied to it, and there is some kind of powerful alignment here with something going on in a deep way, in a positive way, sexually, or with the divorce or the big financial picture. And by Tuesday the 6th, there's an opportunity to make money or deal with possessions or purchases, home-related, real estate, moves, parents, family, roommates, you know, related, all positive as well. By the 7th of May, Mercury moves into Gemini's sign, and Gemini, this becomes like a period in the weeks ahead for you guys where you're going to be on everybody's invite list. You're going to be, you know, hearing from a lot more people. You may feel like reaching out to a lot more people. Communication is all about you, and you're all about communication. So it's a good time for writers, good time for, you know, pitching ideas, for meeting people out of the blue randomly, for a lot of flirtations and interesting learning curves. It's definitely going to be amping up for Geminis. All right. Zoe has to take a drink. I went past the half-hour mark. Give me one for yourselves. Oh, yeah. I swear I thought this show was going to go so much quicker, and then I start talking, and it just never does. Okay, one more. Perfect. See, that's better than a commercial break because it only takes a few minutes. Why don't we take a minute? What am I saying? Okay, for Cancer. Cancer, Venus is moving into your career midheaven on Friday the 2nd, and she's going to stay there till the 28th. So she is going to be helping you smooth out things that were part of the cross that had to do with your career or reputation or fame. She's also going to be there for the big goals you have in your life, if that's, you know, getting married, buying a house, traveling the world, retiring, whatever that big goal is. This is part of the 10th house as well. And the 10th house is also about an authority figure in your life, like a boss, parent, or judge, or anybody else you see as that power person. So while Venus is here, she is helping smooth things out, career, goals, and authority figures. She is helping you be very dynamic and fight the good fight and go after things, charm your way in, attract the love. If the goal is love, this is a wonderful time for you. This is a wonderful time for you. If there's a female authority, like a mother figure, this is a wonderful time for you. So it's going to become very active here in 5 certain days that are going across the month ahead. On the 11th, it will put you one-on-one with another person over things that you want to smooth out or attract around that goal and what's going on in the home or with a move, a renovation, the family, the parents, a roommate, a real estate deal. And so taking action, dealing with this other person, this is a really important day to focus on the love, the female, or the money involved. On the 14th, Venus is going to show up with those goals or career or through the boss, parent, judge, authority figure. And she's going to meet with Pluto in your seventh, which means this is the day where you can really do something about what's been going on with that opponent, competitor, partner, agent, client, specialist, attorney, you know, whoever that real key other player is that has to do with your financial life in the situation, or has to do with a mortality issue or a divorce or your sex life or reproductive needs, or are themselves as a third party in a third party situation, then the 14th is a really important day for trying to smooth things out or attract things or deal with the money, the love, or the female. On the 15th, Uranus gets involved for Cancer, so this is really the shake 'em up day, the excitement, the jump in spur of the moment day. Again, on the career front or with the goal or the parent, the boss, the judge, the authority figure, very much innovative energy, change energy, positive fresh start energy there with Venus. On the 18th, you'll be dealing with Jupiter's expansive energy within your own sign, Cancer. So you'll be looking to how you feel your goals are being met when it comes to, you know, the growth within you and also in the Cancer field tied to family, home, real estate, parents, roommates, moves, renovations, and all of that. But again, very much about you, your needs, your identity, your body, your physical interaction, your name, title, brand, whatever's going on there with Venus towards that goal. And then by the 19th, she's off the clouds and adjusting to Saturn, which means by the 19th, you have kind of figured out how to smooth those things out or track what you need, work through them, and now you're making adjustments with the creative side of things or with the children or with the lover or the pursuit of love or with recreational needs in the mix and getting serious there about, you know, endings, commitments, structures, ambitions, limits, and what you can do. All right, when we look at the new moon solar eclipse energy in this week ahead for Cancer, there are 3 days stand out, Friday the 2nd, where you hear offers or news or you're in talks or meetings or you're writing or signing agreements or making sales or decisions that focus in on that that 11th house energy for you guys. So your goal, your aspirations or your friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities. So the information is all around that, and it's in balance with another person over the Saturn theme. So again, you're one-on-one with another person over love, kids, creative needs, or fun, and setting limits, making decisions about what your aspirations are here. And then the solar energy takes over on Saturn, so now you're on Saturday, so now you are showing up physically there, you're involved with the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the aspiration, and you are, again, pushing forward. This is a harmonious alignment for major changes involving that partner, agent, attorney, specialist, clients, opponents, whoever that key person is. So you do want to show up on Saturday for that one, you know, that connection with this other person and the transformation that it is making. By Tuesday the 6th, the alignment is to Jupiter in your sign. So again, there is something kind of very larger than life happening for you, with you, about your personal presence in the situation or your aspirations, what's going on with the social context, and just some kind of growth opportunity. So that's your major new moon launches in this week ahead. And then by Wednesday the 7th, Mercury moves behind the scenes for Cancer. So in the weeks ahead, Cancer will be involved in developing of ideas and meetings with people that are kind of private or secret and kind of pulling back to incubate ideas and fantasize and spark the imagination. And there may be some decisions about healing in hospitals or spiritual practices or romantic getaways or artistic ideas and any research and development that's going on. Okay, for Leo. Man, did I bite off a lot for this show, didn't I? All right, so for Leo, you know, Venus moving into Aries is going to give you guys that fighting spirit for love or money or a woman, and it's going to play out through the higher-minded arena, so it's going to put you traveling or dealing with people at a distance, or it's going to be involved with legal matters or media and marketing and publishing and broadcasting and publicity, or it's going to be educational, you're teaching or you're learning, or it's going to focus on a wedding, or it could focus on religion or politics. All these are considered the higher-minded arenas. And so Leo is really moving into a time period where you can smooth out the corners of the cross that were propelling you over those themes, and bring the female on board and deal with her, or deal with the love in the situation or the money-making potential in the situation. So the key days hand out are the 11th, when Venus will sit down with another person, and it'll be about talks and meetings and agreements and decisions and sales and writing and offers and all of that. So, you know, expect to set time aside on the 11th to focus on what you can with this other person when it comes to legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious or political themes. When we get to the 14th, she meets with Pluto on the cross, and so now you get a chance to deal with some kind of powerful issue over work or paperwork, coworkers, employees, health or pets, and this will, again, help you smooth out and attract and deal with the legal, educational, travel side of things, media or wedding side of things. So get in there for the changes by the 15th. Uranus jumps in and there's some kind of excitement or sudden spur of the moment possibility. So you want to dive into that and see what you can do to attract the love or smooth out the love or the income or the deal with the female. By the 18th, Leo will see Jupiter activated on the cross. Now something big is pushing here when it comes to the behind the scenes energy, the development, the research, the healing in hospitals, the spiritual, romantic, or artistic needs. So again, what can you do with the female or the lover money to move forward that higher-minded area there? When we get to the 19th, Venus aligns with Saturn, so now you're making an adjustment over something serious involving your home, a move, a renovation, real estate deal, family, parent, or roommate. It's at the core root of your chart there. And so you want to give and take when it comes to commitments, ending, structures, limits, ambitions. And again, with your final focus then on the ninth house of the Venus energy playing out through travel, education, media, marketing, weddings, legal matters, political or religious needs. So quite a higher-minded, eventful month for Leo. The new moon energy in this week ahead starts on Friday the 2nd and really is focused on the career or the goals or the authority figures in the mix for Leo. So this is the day of talks and news and offers and agreements and decisions and meetings. And so you know, keep your mind open and you're going to be one-on-one with another person. The other person is coming from the side of what is seriously needed when it comes to the home, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate, the real estate deal. So it's at the root of your chart. So get into those talks, hear the news that you need to hear, make your choices. By Saturday the 3rd, you're showing up. You're personally there in the mix, or your name's tied to it, or your image, or your brand. And it has to do with this big goal or the career or the authority figure, the boss, parent, judge, whoever that person is. And there's a powerful alignment to something evolving on the work front or with through paperwork or with a coworker or someone you hire. We're also evolving through areas of health or with animals. By Tuesday the 6th, Jupiter is working for you behind closed doors. So now that you see the goal evolving along the pathway of healing in hospitals or research and investigations or the spiritual, artistic, or romantic pathway that you're taking, major openings here. So very positive in what's coming up in new moon energy in this week ahead. By Wednesday the 7th, Mercury moves into Gemini. For Leo, this kicks off several weeks where all the news, all the information, all the decisions are going to be running through your social arena. So a big time to talk about and hear about things that affect your aspirations, that involve your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties and events, really social time for you guys kicking in. For Virgo, as we go into this Venus and Aries energy, you know, for Virgo, this is your sexual part of the chart. So you Virgos and Virgo risings out there, you know, this becomes a very romantic, sexy time for you guys from the 2nd through the 28th. A female may become significant, or you may just see the love in your life kick up a notch into more intimacy. This part of the chart also rules divorce. Doesn't sound very sexy, does it? But, you know, that's when the sexy doesn't go so well. And Venus here is going to help you guys smooth that out or attract a female who can help you with the divorce issues or help you with your own income questions as they pertain to divorce. And finally, this part of the chart rules the big financial period. So, or period, the big financial interest. So Venus here is really going to be about smoothing things out and helping you work out the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the settlements, investments, commissions, royalties, alimony, child support, partners' money, whatever the outside resource is. So these are your focuses, sex, divorce, and big finances. So the 5 days that really stand out, the 11th, will put you one-on-one with another person, either sexually to end divorce issues or with the big financial picture, and really going to kind of motivate here over either feeling valued or what's going on in the personal income with possessions in question or with purchases. By the 14th, Venus moves in for Virgo and is trying to bring some kind of deep, powerful evolvement or change when it comes to your love life, your lover, your children, the children in question. Creative projects or recreational needs will bring you some kind of powerful transformation. So, again, Venus smoothing things out or attracting what you need through sex, divorce, or financial interest tied to these themes and helping you move that along. By the 15th, the Uranus energy is on board. It's excitement, it's shock, it's shake-up. You want to be spur of the moment. There's something, you know, suddenly happening here when it comes to sex, divorce, or the big financial picture. And it is about fresh start energy. So, again, smooth out, attract, fall back on the female that can help, or pour on the love or the income opportunity. By the 18th, Venus will be activating Jupiter on the cross, and so for Virgo, very much about what's big and expanding when it comes to the friend, the group, the internet, astrology, charities, your aspirations, your inventions, your original ideas, or your personal freedom. And so you want to look at where you feel, how you feel you're in the balance there with the love and the sex or the money and the outside resources or the divorce proceedings and how that's affecting those aspirations and social needs. By the 19th, Venus adjusts to Saturn, so there is a decision, an offer, an agreement, a sale, something in writing, a meeting, a talk, you know, it's the communications arena. So you're making some kind of adaptation there that is serious. So, you know, adjusting to a commitment or an ending or an ambition or structure or limit in the situation so that you may move forward into all the powerful, easy flow stuff that's going to follow what you're able to jump in on this month. When we look at the new moon solar eclipse energy for Virgo, 3 days stand out, Friday the 2nd, when communications are very important. So you can expect Friday to be a day of news or offers or talks or meetings or sales or writing or agreements and decisions that focus in on legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, weddings, or media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. And this day, Friday, will put you one-on-one with another person on trying to submit something one way or the other, make an ending, a commitment, structure things, set limits, or get ambitious. By Saturday the 3rd, you show up. You're there on the plane, or you're there in the legal office, or you're there, you know, dealing with the marketing and publicity or publishing or media aspect, or you're there teaching or learning or dealing with wedding plans. And if you're not personally there, the sun means that something about your name, your identity, your title, your brand, your image is somehow attached. So Saturdays are very important for you to kind of show up in these areas, and it aligns very powerfully and very positively to some kind of big evolution with the lover, the love potential, the children, the creative project, or fun. By Tuesday the 6th, there is a positive alignment going on. Again, you showing up in these new moon arenas, but now this alignment is opening something up with an aspiration of yours or with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, an invention, your freedom, your originality. So definitely look for ways to expand and grow by Tuesday. And then finally, as Mercury moves into Gemini for Virgo, this happens on the 7th of May. And in the weeks that follow, this is really going to amp up communications on the career front around personal goals and anything involving power people like the boss, the judge, the parent. So you're entering into a sphere where there's going to be more meetings, more talks, more offers, more agreements, more sales, more writing, more short trips, and decisions that will focus on these higher needs. So that's pretty cool. All right, for Libra. Libra, Venus is moving into Aries, giving you that fighting spirit, getting things smoothed out over the cross topics, all focused in on love and women and making money when it comes to serious, committed, long-term relationships that in some way support you. So for Libra, this is really going to be focusing in on your marriage partners or business partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, and even on the opponents and competitors. Any key one-on-one relationship, Venus is working her magic through this part of the chart in May. So you start to feel this on the 2nd, The days that stand out are the 11th, when you will be one-on-one with another person over the actions and the activities and needs of the class that you went through in April. So you're smoothing something out with this partner, or you're focusing on the love or the money-making potential and what can be done. When we get to the 14th, there is Pluto in the mix, so now you're with that or dealing with that other person over love, money, or the woman. And it is focused on big things that are happening in the home, with real estate, with moves, with family, with renovations, with parents or roommates. It's all at the core of your chart. By the 15th, Uranus is in the mix. There's the shakeup, the excitement, the new avenue, the new direction. It would be very spur of the moment, again, focused with the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, the opponent, the competitor, over love, money, or the female. By the 18th, Jupiter is being pushed on the cross, so now that key relationship and the Venus theme is really looking at growth opportunities on the career front or with goals or with that authority figure, the boss, the parent, the judge. So you want to look at, you know, how can I open this up, or how can I smooth things over or attract what I need here in love, with money, with the female. By the 19th, the adjustment to Saturn for Libra means that you need to make an adjustment involving personal income, being valued, possessions, or purchases. So get ready to be serious on that day with the other person or about the other person, give and take as much as you can. All of this is leading you into a month ahead where all this groundwork is really going to be paying off. When we look at the new moon energy of the solar eclipse, 3 days that are really significant in this week ahead, Friday the 2nd, when there's going to be a lot of news or offers or communications, meetings, talks, decisions, writing, speaking roles, interviews. I mean, it's all about Mercury, right? So Friday's going to put you in there over sex or over divorce or over third-party situations or over the big financial topic that you're dealing with right now. So set Friday aside to get in there one-on-one with another person. They're going to be real serious about making money or values or possessions or purchases with you, and it's a day to talk everything out, make some decisions, balance things with them, and move forward through commitments or endings or structures or ambitions. By Saturday the 3rd, Libra sees themselves showing up. So Saturday may be a day where you're just having a lot of sex, or it's a day where you're showing up and you're dealing with that divorce in some way in person, or it has to do with you showing up, you know, at the bank or with the investor or, you know, paying your taxes or whatever that financial thing. Maybe you're making commissions or, you know, whatever the big financial picture is for you on that day. So Saturday is important that you show up. If you're not there personally or physically in the mix, then your name may be tied to something in the divorce or with the financial picture or the sex. I don't know how that would happen, but maybe. Or your brand or your image or your identity is somehow wrapped up in it. It's really about you. And there's a powerful alignment, a very positive one, that says something intense is going to happen in a good way, tied in with your home. So maybe it's a lot of sex in the house. Or maybe through the divorce and how you're dealing with the property settlement or the family. Or it has to do with the big finances and what you're transforming there when it comes to your mortgage or your real estate needs or your move or renovation. Or again, family or parents or roommates. So very powerful day on Saturday. Then by Tuesday, there is some kind of growth opportunity, expansion when it comes to the big goal in the picture, or it comes to the authority figure or the career front. So Tuesday, very important to show up again, financially, sexually, divorce topics, and deal with the goals that are evolving. And the last thing for Libra, like for everyone, is that Mercury is going to move into Gemini on the 7th on Wednesday, and that will kick off weeks ahead that are really going to put the focus on all your talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decisions on the higher-minded arena. So you're going to really move into a very active period when it comes to media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, and anything with weddings or with travel or foreign interests, with educational pursuits or legal matters, all that higher-minded arena. So you're going to get real busy there. Scorpio, Venus is moving into the work that you do. She's moving into the people that you work with or the people that you hire to help. She's moving into paperwork. She's moving into health, and she's moving into animals. So it's quite a diverse arena there. But from the 2nd of May through the 28th, Venus is working for you to help you attract love there, or to help you attract income, or to bring women who can help smooth things over and help you attract what you need. So this will be an important time for, you know, hire females to help you, or a woman who comes on board to help you with the job, or a coworker female that comes along and is beneficial to you. Or maybe you're going to see a lot of love playing out with a coworker or with your pet, and you're just feeling a lot of love by walking the dog. I don't know. Or maybe you meet somebody that you fall for while you're out taking care of the pets. Or there's a female that's going to benefit your health and what you do there. So this is a very proactive time where you should go after what you want. Here, she's going to work the cross for you. So starting on the 11th, she's going to throw you in there one-on-one with another person over work potential, health, pets, or paperwork. And she is going to, that other person in the mix is going to be working behind the scenes. So she's going to be helping you smooth something out in these areas that has to do with what this other person is doing in secret or in private or through strategies, or what's going on with them in healing or hospitals or in some film, music, artistic pursuit, or in a spiritual practice or romantically. So the Venus Mars may just be straight up, you know, some kind of passion and romance kicking up through better health or what's going on the job front for you. By the 14th, we see Venus meeting with Pluto. Again, very much what you could attract on the job front with health, with paperwork, or with animals. And this is about big, important talks or decisions or agreements or sales or meetings or offers or decisions. I think I said decisions. So, you know, Pluto here means you really need to get into the deep stuff when you're talking or making choices about your work or your paperwork or your health or your animals. And it's in Pluto themes, so, you know, you have to look at the financially shared agenda or the divorce or the sex needs, or the sexual needs, or the third party. By the 15th, Uranus gets in the mix. It's a shakeup. It's excitement. It's jumping in, trying things spur of the moment. So whatever comes at you on the 15th, be prepared. This may be a job opportunity. This may be something with health. This may be something with animals or paperwork that will open up your love life or help you with the money or the female. By the 18th, this aligns with Jupiter, so now there's something that you're meeting up with that is legal or travel or educational or media or wedding related, and you want to see what you can do to smooth things out through paperwork, the job, the health, or the animals that will attract the love or the money and smooth things out. By the 19th, she's off the cross. She's adjusting to Saturn, which is an adjustment of your own, which means you personally or physically are adjusting, or you're making an adjustment when it comes to your name, your brand, your image, your title. So give and take. Get serious about limits, endings, commitments, ambitions on that day. When we look at the new moon solar eclipse for Scorpio in the week ahead, 3 days stand out. They're very much focused on another person for Scorpio. So Friday the 2nd, it is about the news or offers you get involving this other person, or it's about the talks, the meetings, the writing, the agreements, the sales, the decisions that percolate around this other person. So, you know, if it's a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, the clients, the opponent, whoever this person is, it's very important that on Friday the 2nd, you show up and, again, focus on Saturn. Okay, this is a day to look at these things and make a commitment or end something with a real finality or set some limits or set up a structure around it or get ambitious. By Saturday the 3rd, this focus on the other person puts you physically or personally into the mix, or your name or title or brand or image is somehow attached, again, with this other person. So you're either there physically or one of these other areas is showing up. And this is a fantastic alignment for some kind of powerful involvement through an offer, an agreement, a sale, your writing, your meetings, your talks, your decisions. So, you know, do not fail to show up on Saturday. By Tuesday, you again are showing up. It involves this other person. And now we see something very growth-oriented aligning and falling into place for you that ties in with legal matters, travel plans, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, educational pursuits, or weddings. So yes, yes, and yes for these moments. When we look at the final thing for Scorpio, it is Gemini, or it is Mercury moving into Gemini. So for Scorpio, starting on the 7th of May and moving forward in the weeks ahead, you're going to have a lot more meetings and talks and offers and choices. The communication energy showing up over sex, showing up over divorce and showing up over the big financial opportunities. So this is what you're going to be thinking about and talking about and meeting about and fielding offers about moving forward after the 7th. For Sagittarius, I'm going to take another drink. And it's nothing about you guys, I swear. It's just like, I'm talking a lot on this show. So give me a second. You know, have one yourself. Make a toast to Zoe or to Sagittarius, either or. It's okay. Or maybe we should be toasting Venus. You know, pomegranate juice is tart. I like it, but man, it's tart. It's almost like cranberry juice in a way. Okay, Sagittarius. You guys have Venus moving into your house of true love, children, creative projects, and fun. So out of all the signs, Sagittarius is really going to see massive, action and passion and love and anger and, you know, everything that's been going on in these areas, motivation. Going to see something smooth out here now and some attraction going on here now and maybe a female that's working her part. And love is going to amp up. It's doubled now for Sag. And so whether that's going good or bad, you know, you're going to feel it more strongly and be willing to do something about it. And income potential through creative outlets or, you know, tied to things for kids or lovers or fun are going to amp up as well. And it's going to be very proactive time. So, you know, starting on the 11th, this puts you one-on-one with somebody. This may be somebody that you're falling for. There's a spark and an attraction. This may be somebody that is going to benefit your making money or what you're doing for the woman. It'll be creative. It'll be love-related or children-related or fun-related. And it plays out with this other person that is showing up, either that you're meeting this person online or at a party or event, some kind of social context or through a group activity or with a friend. Maybe it is a friend. So there's a lot of one-on-one here on the 11th where you can smooth out a track and see where you can go with this other person. By the 14th, Pluto becomes involved. There's something powerfully evolving. Venus is meeting up with it again through love, kids, creativity, or fun, and focusing on how we make a change here when it comes to earnings, spending, or possessions. And so, you know, a very powerful and important day for changes there. By the 15th, Uranus is in, so now you're spontaneous in the mix, shaking things up, sudden shockers, but I think going to be fresh energy starts when it comes to true love, kids, creative projects, and fun. So whatever you can find to dive into on that day, this is a new approach and a new beginning, and I would say go for it. By the 18th, Venus meets with Jupiter. There's some kind of big growth here through reproductive matters, sex life, divorce, third-party situations, or the big financial picture. So you're pushing for this in some major way on the 18th, and again, trying to smooth out, attract, see if you can find the female that can benefit you finding love here or making money here and coming through that creative field or with your love life or the kids or the fun. All right, so by the 19th, you're making an adjustment to Saturn, which means something going on behind the scenes. You're looking for commitments or endings here or some way to structure things or get ambitious. So we're looking at, you know, something romantic as far as romantic getaways or private romance, something spiritual or artistic, maybe film, music, arts, concert, I don't know, whatever's artistic going on, or something in the healing hospital realm or through research. So whatever adjustment you can make in a serious way on the 19th will be part of this whole Venus thrust forward. When we look at the new moon solar eclipse for Sagittarius in the week ahead, Friday is very important for talks, meetings, news, offers, agreements, sales, decisions. Really going to be focusing on jobs, coworkers, people you hire, or paperwork. Or if it's not in the work realm, it'll be focused on health or on animals. So you want to field those offers and make those decisions and have the meetings and talks and short trips and, you know, all of that on Friday. You will be one-on-one with another person, again, in the balance, that serious thing that's going on in healing or hospitals or research and development or with the artistic pursuit or romantic getaway or spiritual practice. By Saturday the 3rd, you are showing up on the job to hire the person or work with the coworker or sign the paperwork or deal with the health matter or the animals. Saturday the 3rd, you show up, or your name is tied to this, or your image or brand, and this aligns in a very positive, powerful way to making money or to dealing with big possessions or a purchase, a major purchase. So I think this is a powerful day for you guys. And by Tuesday the 6th, there's an opportunity for some kind of growth through outside financial resources, the loan, the debt, the settlement, the commissions, the, you know, insurance, taxes, bankruptcy, inheritance, alimony, child support, investment settlements. I might have said already, I don't know, there's so many financial rounds, but there's something kind of working out here. Or if it's not financial, it is in the powerful personal side of life, which is sexually opening up for you, or an opening through divorce or third-party situation. So this is your solar new moon boost in those 3 days. By Wednesday the 7th, Sagittarians are going to see Mercury moving into your relationship zone and stay there for weeks ahead. So you're going to start to get into a lot of meetings and talks and offers and proposals and agreements and sales and decision and writing that focuses in on romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, clients, specialists, competitors, any key relationship. You're going to be amping that up in the weeks ahead. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, Venus is moving into the root of your chart, which means you've now got this fierce, you know, Venus herself isn't fierce. She's all about love or making money or a female. But she is got the fighting spirit now, and she's working from the root of your chart. So starting on Friday, this means that love can amp up in the home arena. You may move and find love. You may entertain someone in the home, and it turns into love. You may have a lover move in with you or you with them. You may have a female move in with you or come to the home, move in some way, brings love to you and through someone she knows. You may have potential to earn money in the home. And this is also about real estate. Maybe love or income is going to play out around a real estate deal or a move or a renovation. Or it can also tie in with family, parents, roommates. So these people will be key to sharing the love, helping you attract love, helping you smooth over love issues from the cross, helping you make money. So the 5 days that are really going to stand out, that are going to find you getting grounded and solid here with something love-oriented or money-making or with a woman, are the 11th, when it's going to put you one-on-one with another person over passions and actions that focus here while you're while you're in the home, or focus on this, you know, property matter or a move or renovation or a family issue or parent. And the love or the income in the situation, this other person, you know, you're really going to be one-on-one with them over goals, or there's something career-oriented tying you into all of this, or there is an authority figure like a boss that's bringing me, you know, that is in the balance with this love or income potential, or, you know, some other kind of authority, a parent, a father figure or a judge or somebody like that. So you really want to get in there one-on-one on the 11th with this person over what you can smooth out or attract here. By the 14th, powerful, deep changes are coming within the sign of Capricorn. So, again, focus through what Venus is doing for you over home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, anything at the root of your chart. So you're looking at the love there, the income there, the female there. And powerful, deep changes within you, something that you're physically showing up for. Maybe your sexuality is being, again, sparked in this, or your financial prowess, or you, maybe your identity is being changed through in a divorce because of Pluto on that angle. But there's something very powerful that is evolving within you that is Venus-related here. And by the 15th, Uranus is in the mix, so you're jumping in full-heartedly, spontaneously into something sudden, some sudden opportunity or change, and you're going with it, and you're trying a new approach. Again, will play out around your true love or around income or around a female and at the root of your chart. So with the home, real estate, family, parent, move, roommate, renovation. By the 18th, Venus activates Jupiter. Now it brings in the key relationship. Now you're in there with the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, the opponent. And you're looking at growth opportunities. Venus is trying to smooth things out. Again, bring the love, bring the income, bring the female around the home, around the move, the renovation, the real estate, around the family, parent, roommate, whatever's going on there at the root. This is trying to, this is a lucky day to push something big with this other person. And by the 19th, you're making an adjustment to Saturn, which means now you've got to get real about, you know, the friendship in the mix or the group affiliation or what's going on online or with aspirations or your own freedom or your inventions or originality or some party or event. And, you know, Saturn wants you to commit to something here through an adjustment or to end something or to structure it or get more ambitious or deal with limits. So that's your Venus energy. You want to dive into these moments because you are moving towards a very wonderful thing where things are going to start to really go in the flow, and it's going to be due to what you do on these days. The new moon energy for solar eclipse energy for Capricorn is all about true love, lovers, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits. And so 3 days in this week ahead are important. Friday the 2nd, when you're going to hear news or meet with somebody or talk with them, or there's going to be an offer or proposal or agreement or sale, or you're going to write something up about it, or they're going to write you, or there's a big decision to be made. You're one-on-one with another person over this. Saturn's involved, which says you need to get serious and make some commitments or endings focused on the aspirations here or what's going on in some social realm through a friend, a group, the party, the event, the internet, the charitable function, you know, your own freedom in the mix. So really, you know, how can you launch forward when it comes to love, kids, creativity, or fun? Friday, you want to talk it out or make choices involving this other person. Are they part of your aspirations or not moving forward? Or can you commit or mark an ending? It's, you know, up to you how you eclipse out and move forward. By Saturday the 3rd, you are showing up. You're personally in the mix. And this is a powerful day when things should go well to help you evolve the situation. So you are personally there with the lover or with the kids or on behalf of the kids or with the creative project that you're involved with or with the recreational pursuit, and you see something profoundly evolving for yourself physically, intimately, personally, or related to your needs or identity or brand in the mix. By Tuesday the 6th, the alignment is an opportunity. It's very big. It's very growth-oriented. Again, by you showing up in the mix with the lover, with the kids, with the creative project, with the fun or in pursuit of love or any of these other areas. And this links to a relationship. So with the partner, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, the client, or the, you know, whoever the other person is, very growth-oriented, something big happening. By the time we get to Wednesday, the 7th, Mercury moves into your work, health, paperwork and animal zone, where it will stay over the weeks ahead. So you're going to be in a lot more meetings and talks and offers and writing and sales and agreements and decision making focused on your job or the pursuit of work or what's going on with coworkers and people you hire to help you and any paperwork you're signing, and then also focused on health and getting healthy and your animals. So that's where it's going to amp up. For Aquarius. Aquarius, Venus is moving into your local arena and your mind. Oh, my. So Aquarians, man, they are going to be fierce when it comes to what they want for love or money or women. Speaking their mind, they're going to be thinking about it a lot. There's going to be a lot more talks and meetings and offers and agreements and writing and sales and short trips and local activities and decisions focused on this Venus energy in the weeks ahead up through the 28th. So for Aquarius, you know, it's all about the love or the money or the female. The days that stand out are going to be the 11th when you're in there in those talks or with those offers and proposals and decisions or writing or agreements and sales. And it'll be with another person one-on-one, and they're coming from the legal side of things or the travel or the educational or the media, marketing, broadcasting, publicity, publishing, or the wedding side of things. It's all in that higher-minded arena. So you're one-on-one with them, you know, and it's kicking up this love or income potential or what's going on with the woman. By the 14th, Aquarian is in there over massive changes and involvement going on behind closed doors in that clandestine romance or romantic getaway or with the healing in hospitals or with the research and investigations or with the spiritual practices, the magic, the psychic abilities, or with the artistic projects like film, art, music, anything in this magical realm. There's some deep, powerful evolving going on here, again, focusing on Venus talks that you're having about making money or being in love or the female. By the 15th, Uranus is in the mix for Aquarius. This is your ruler. It's all about it getting excited and something spontaneous and sudden. So you might have some kind of random meeting while you're out in your local hood or making a short trip, or you may hear from somebody you didn't expect to hear from, or you come up with an idea that is exciting and original, or there's an offer that you weren't expecting. This is all, again, Venus-oriented, so making money or falling in love or the female. And by the 18th, it's pushing on something big happening and opening up through your job, your health, paperwork, or the animals. So, again, focus on the love there or the income opportunity or the female and get into those talks and decisions. By the 19th, Aquarians make an adjustment to Saturn, so you need to give and take around the career, the goal that you have in mind, or the authority figure like the boss, parent, or judge. And Saturn says, you know, this needs to be serious, so commit and adjust, or end something and adjust, or structure something, deal with limits or ambitions, and adjust. So that's your Venus energy, Aquarius. And then when we look at the solar new moon energy that is working really hard for you in this week ahead, it's all about what's going on in the home with real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates at the core of your chart. So 3 days stand out where you do want to move forward or try to move things forward or take them to the next level. Friday the 2nd, when you're going to be, again, in talk or hear offers or decisions coming through or in a meeting or signing agreements or making sales that tie in with those themes. You're going to be one-on-one with that other person, but that theme that you adjusted to with Venus. So this means that on Friday the 2nd, this is really an important day with that other person over, you know, the big goal in the mix or the career or the authority figure like that boss, judge, parent, whoever the key power person is. So, you know, can you commit to something here? Is there an ending here? Is there structure? Is there a limit, an ambition? You'll be in there in talks and decisions about that with the home, the property, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, whatever. Okay, so then the sun moves here on Saturday the 3rd. This means you show up. You're in the home or you're dealing with the real estate deal or the move or the renovation or you're with the family, the parent, the roommate. Or if you're not personally and physically involved, your name is attached, your image is attached, or your brand is attached in some way. So Saturday the 3rd is powerful for this. There's something harmoniously aligning to something evolving in a deep way behind closed doors. It could be intimate and romantic. It could be artistic. It could be spiritual. It could be healing and hospital-oriented. It could be through strategies and research and the imagination and development. This is just a very powerful day, so look at how you can evolve that. By Tuesday the 6th, there is an open door, an opportunity. That means that you can sign the paperwork or get the job done, hire the person who's going to help, or get the coworker moving on it, or there can be some kind of health breakthrough or something positive expanding with the animals in the situation. So again, show up, do what you can when it comes to home, moves, real estate, family, renovations, parents, roommates in the mix. Finally, Mercury will move into Gemini for Aquarius on the 7th and in the weeks ahead, are going to really bring a lot more thought and ideas and offers and proposals and meetings and talks and agreements and sales and decisions that focus on the 5th house for Aquarius. So this is actually a really kind of lovely time that's approaching, which means you know everything's going to be focused in on true love and kids and creative projects and fun. So you're going to be making a lot of choices about these things and hearing offers and making decisions and meeting up and all of that. So good times for Aquarius coming up. All right, Pisces, Venus is moving into your second house of being valued, earning money, dealing with possessions and purchases. So she's going to be aggressively ready to go after this stuff. She's going to be helping you smooth out rough ends with the cross, rough edges on those points. She may bring a female on board who can benefit you as you move through these dates that are going to be about making money or dealing with possessions or purchases. She may be seeing some kind of love affair blossoming around those themes, or just straight up she's all about making money and she's in the sign of making money, so she's double trouble and ready to go, and she's going to help you attract what you need. So the days that stand out for Pisces are the 11th, when you'll be one-on-one over these themes, and you're going to be dealing with, you know, how do I make money or deal with my possessions or purchases in regards to this other person and the loan, the debt, the whatever that outside, the taxes, the insurance, the commissions, the partner's money, whatever that outside financial interest is. Or you're going to be one-on-one with this person over Venus-Mars themes, which in the eighth house, well, second house where she's playing is going to be about feeling valued. But where this other person is playing is about sexuality and intimacy and deep bonding, passion, and or on the negative side of that or the challenging side of that over divorce themes. And so things are amping up on the 11th and helping you get that moving. By the 14th, she meets Pluto, so there's something profoundly changing involving the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the cause, the invention, the gathering party, or some aspiration that you have in the mix. Again, Venus is all about making money, dealing with possessions or purchases, the love or money flow, or the woman in the picture. So do what you can as this evolves. By the 15th, Venus meets with Uranus. It's exciting. It's sudden. It's spur of the moment. You want to jump in. So if the woman shows up and says, hey, I got to wait for you to make money, say yes. If, you know, if there's some kind of love thing that explodes while you're making money or dealing with possessions or purchases, you want to see what that's about because it looks exciting and kind of spur of the moment. If there is, you know, a way to make money through possessions or purchases, again, you're in the moment there. So the 15th is kind of exciting. By the 18th, all of this is moving up against Jupiter, which means you're going to be pushing when it comes to being valued, making money or purchases or possessions, and you're going to be pushing in the area of true love or with children or with creative projects or recreational pursuits. So how can you expand in those areas? What do they need that's so big that you need to deal with here to balance things out? How can you charm this or attract what you need through the woman, through the love, through the income potential? By the 19th, Venus adjusts to Saturn, and now you need to deal with whatever the serious issue is here that you can make that personal adjustment to when it comes to a wedding or travel plans or someone at a distance. Or when it comes to legal matters or educational pursuits or anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. So are you going to commit? Are you going to cement something? Are you going to end something? Are you going to structure it better? Are you going to get ambitious? How can you adjust here so that you're getting things flowing properly when it comes to income, purchases, possessions, and the love or female in the situation? The new moon solar eclipse energy for Pisces in this week ahead plays out on 3 days very powerfully over talks, offers, agreements, decisions, writing, meetings, sales, short trips. Could even be, you know, so that's all the communication realm really for Pisces, decision making. But it could also play out over brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, or vehicles or electronics as well, kind of in the mundane world there. So you got a lot of topics here. So I'm sure you have a clue as to which one of those is prevalent for you right now. On Friday the 2nd, you'll be one-on-one with somebody over serious talks and decisions over these themes. And this other person is really about the serious stuff in the ninth house. So over the distance, the person at a distance or the travel, or over the legal side of things or the educational pursuit or the media marketing, publishing, broadcasting part of it, or over the wedding part of it. So you're one-on-one, you're in talks, and you're fielding offers over this, and Saturn again saying, are you getting serious? Are you committing? Are you ending something? Are we structuring it? Are we getting ambitious? So this is what you're focusing on Friday. By Saturday, you're showing up. You know, you're there making the short trip or out locally involved in something in your neighborhood, running around to errands, or you're there with the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, or you're there in the communications realm. You know, you're showing up to write, to speak, to interview, to audition, to, you know, make a sale, to sign an agreement. This is a powerful day on Saturday, very, very positive alignment for something big, transforming, that should benefit you in these areas tied to the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the party or event, the invention or original idea or the aspiration. So focus in on what you can make happen with this person, probably focus on finances or sex or divorce, or something going on in a mortality or reproductive area with a third party. By Tuesday the 6th, the alignment where you show up again locally or with the sibling or the neighbor or the vehicles or electronics or the writing or speaking agreements or auditions or interviews or meetings or talks or decisions is very favored when it comes to true love or kids or creative projects or fun. So you may be meeting somebody by getting out locally that you fall wildly for, or you may be able to have a talk with your lover that opens things up, or there may be something you sign up for that leads you to love, or again, the same kind of thing can be happening on behalf of the kids or with your creative endeavors or with anything that is recreationally getting you out there in some big way. So very, very positive day again on Tuesday. And then finally, Mercury is going to change signs and going to move into Gemini on the 7th of May. And in the weeks ahead for Pisces, this means that there's going to be a lot more thought and decisions and offers and agreements and sales and writing and meetings, and you know, the communication is really going to flow around what's going on in the home, with a roommate, with a move, with a renovation, with real estate deals, with family, with parents, anything that is around your security needs and your roots in life and what's going on here. So it's really going to get much more amped up in choices that you're making and the opportunities that are coming your way. So that's it for our Venus warrior goddess energy in the month ahead, and the solar energy propelling us to the next level with the new moon in the week ahead. I hope it's fantastic for everyone. It's Zoe Moon. I have talked myself silly as usual. I'll be back next week. I hope it's wonderful for you guys, and I will talk with you then. Have a good one. Bye.